If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Got a comment from Nebraska Auto Detail Joe on the text line. It says, I saw a sip at the game. He said, quote, I think they'll handle Illinois pretty well. Had a bad feeling the second that Sip said that to me at the game.
I told a lot of people that.
You also saw Grant on the
video.
The ramp.
Is it Durant?
Durant/Grant. Yep, on the ramp.
What's his name? Is it Durant or Grant?
It's Grant. A producer years ago thought his name was saying Durant when he called in. That's how he got Durant as the name here. But it's Grant with a G.
Yes. You were on the ramp.
Got a video.
Was there a protest?
No, it was clear ramp yesterday.
It was clear. Just Durant. He's always the only person that was.
I'd like to admit, we always do something special for roll call, an extra question.
Yep.
I'm gonna bring that into Monday now. Do we really need to do the clothing? Do we need to have the whiteouts and blackouts and,
oh,
and
I think
all
it's
these
overrated.
Different things?
I don't like it.
Yeah. I just don't like being told what to wear. I really don't.
Did you wear white?
I wore white. I did.
He had a white sweatshirt on.
I didn't want to be, sweatshirt.
Yeah, I didn't want to be that guy.
Yep.
But I don't like being told. And then also I saw some people there that didn't wear white. It was fine. It was the one
did you see
yeah,
some
I did
of
yell
that?
At them. I didn't sneer at those people.
Yeah, no one yelled at
them. There was like fans who didn't wear white?
Of course, yeah.
There was a few that didn't. And first of all, sometimes it's like, okay, what am I? Right away, like me, I'm going, hold it. What am I going to wear? I don't even wear white.
No,
yeah.
Bill wears all black usually. Or
he had a white sweatshirt though.
Yeah, yeah.
Just all white sweatshirt.
Yeah, don't get me started.
He did. Yep.
Yeah.
Bill was in white for the game. He was
white sweatshirt.
Luckily, my jacket is white. If it was like a red out, I probably couldn't wear that thing. That'd be a problem.
Yeah. What would you wear?
I don't know.
Don't like the whole just being told what. I'd like to do a study too, like over Nebraska football and basketball when there's been a declared game. How are we doing?
Well, here's I'll give you a couple, Bill. Let's go back to 2010. Red out.
Now we're getting something.
Let's go back. Yeah. Red out around the world. Nebraska's 5-0 trying to avenge their loss to Texas in the Big 12 title game. Texas was bad, and Nebraska loses 20-13, their first loss of the year.
It was a bad deal.
Last year, the blackout at the stadium. Nebraska falls to USC in November in the cold. Nebraska has a whiteout against Illinois basketball.
So I don't know overall.
No more color outs. No more.
I don't know if it makes a big effect on it. I would just like people like just come to the game, wear what you want to wear. If you want to, whatever you want to do. Yeah, just
it's not like a novel thing. I mean, Michigan State did it on Friday.
Yeah,
it's not novel at all.
Yeah. That's why we don't need to do it.
Now, if someone said that the old just being a curmudgeon. Remember, this was also my big.
It's a little curmudgeon.
This was my deal. This goes all the way back to my bugaboo from the NBA playoffs.
Yes, absolutely.
When every game is like OKC, it's like okay, really. I got to put a T-shirt on over what I'm wearing because I'm in this section.
OKC does everything.
This is a long-standing bugaboo for Bill. Yeah, this is nothing new here.
They were doing it every game in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was every game. You had to. It was like, okay, put the shirt on. It's like I don't want to wear the shirt.
I'm totally with you.
I did not go to a game to put an oversized T-shirt over the top.
It's triple XL,
man. Yeah.
I wonder what the rationale is for doing it.
Yeah. Before we get to Creighton, UConn, we got some breaking news to address right now on the show.
Is it Punxsutawney?
It might be, Bill.
Okay. Can we make a prediction?
Punxsutawney Phil, per the AP, is predicting 6 more weeks of winter after he saw his shadow outside his tree stump today.
Oh, wow.
In what town was that again?
That's Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, Bill.
So this happened?
It happened. Yes. About 10 minutes ago it happened.
So,
at sunset.
Sunrise.
Imagine you're in Punxsutawney and you are the star of the world, and it's over by 7:30 a.m.
Yeah,
somebody watch this.
Could you get a hold of the PED, see if they'd help finance us to go and do a live remote from Punxsutawney? It ties right in with the morning show.
There's perfect a groundhog that emerges.
Yes. And he either sees a shadow or it doesn't, and then the day is over after that. Yes. It's festivities, but that's the main event.
Yeah. I bet it's quite a day. Well, I tell you what, on the movie, it's quite a day.
Is it?
It's a full day.
I've never seen that.
Is there a parade and all?
There's an event that night. There's a lot of stuff going on.
So 6 more weeks of winter per Punxsutawney film
this
morning. Bill was at the Nebraska-Illinois game yesterday. He was also at Creighton-UConn on Saturday night. Pink out. At
you win a lot
CHI
of hoops?
Health Center. It's a lot of basketball,
hoops.
Bill. A
lot of hoops. Went with Tim and Connie Sullivan. Tim's Dennis Rodman, Dominique of Pius and Nebraska Wesleyan.
Dominique.
Yes. Just windmill.
Dominique.
Windmill dunking.
Wilkins.
Yes. Down the lane. Incredible wife, Connie, and Sam and Jack, his sons, were also there. Had an incredible time. Went to dinner first, which
Where'd
was nice.
Where did you go?
CO is an Italian place right down in the Haymarket. Anyway,
Old Market.
Yes, but anyway, incredible. The venue was really good. Now they had a pink out. Now I'm a little bit more on board with that one because that one is with breast cancer.
Yes, mm-hmm.
So 100%. I can get a little
did
bit more on board about that. I did wear pink.
What'd you wear?
I wore pink. I had a pink hoodie. I had a pink
did
hoodie.
You really?
Yes, I had a lot. Yes, so I had that. But anyway, my take on it was from watching the game was. UConn, you think Illinois looks good? UConn looks better.
Ooh, they do.
UConn looks better than Illinois. When you see,
I watched the second half on TV.
It was remarkable. I'm sitting there watching them, and I'm with a Hall of Famer. I'm like, okay, where's their weak spot out there? And they're like, there's nothing. And they are big. They're built the same way as Illinois. So would it look ridiculous the two teams in the field together? No, it's more of a 51-49 UConn. Oh man, do they look good? I was
hammer
taken
crazy.
Back. I was taken back. And the game started off heated. Hurley was heated. He got the crowd all in a lather. Talk about people want to get people get. They had them all worked up. And then the game was just a non-game. So Hurley just went away. He just kind of stood there on the sidelines. So the first 10 minutes, he was all kind of into
kind
it.
Of a bummer, actually. Yeah, I like when he's into it.
It's kind of a downer, really. That part of it was. I will say this: Omaha did show up. The place was.
Was it?
Was packed. It was absolutely packed.
The score at halftime, 41-30. So it's still somewhat in question, but you kind of knew how it was going to go.
They took the lead, they being Creighton, sometime like 18-17. And there was a little, and then it got that 11-point lead, that all came in the last like couple minutes. It was a respectable game, and then it just turned. And then after when it turned, it really turned.
They hammered them on the boards.
Oh, yes.
37-24 on the boards.
Yeah, and it
plus
was
13.
Yeah, and it was offensive boards were
the
a
offensive
big problem. Yeah, get the offensive boards. That was a big problem.
Offensive rebounds, 13 for UConn. For Creighton, just 6. offensive boards.
And some of the outclassed guys that they bring off the bench, I'm telling you, UConn's 10 deep. They're 10 deep.
Would you take UConn over Illinois?
Yeah, I would. I would take UConn over Illinois. But can Illinois beat them? Oh, yeah, they could beat them. They can. UConn could beat any. I mean, Illinois could beat anybody. You can tell that from watching them. But, wow, UConn's something.
So you'd say Illinois, UConn, Arizona are
if we meet up, I kind of see us probably playing Nebraska, probably playing UConn in the Elite Eight. So if Fred needs to talk to me,
I
wrote some notes down. I have some
notes. I'd like to see those notes.
Some things that what I would
he'll get in touch.
Yes. Fred will reach out, I'm sure.
Yeah, and now it doesn't mean anything because it was a blowout, but UConn did play 13 players in that game. They played the entire team play. Yeah. But everybody.
But like 10 of them play regularly, like 9 to 10. When they come off the bench, they have size. They have, and it wasn't ever like going like when the 10th guy came in going, oh, look at this guy. It was like, look at this guy. It was wow.
Loaded.
Yeah.
UConn is very, again, UConn's record 21-1. They had a couple scares recently, but they barely beat a bad Providence team, I think last Saturday. But again, they come in and pound Creighton Saturday night, 85-58. Yeah. Creighton now falls to 12-10. They are not trending toward a tournament team right now. They are definitely on the outside looking in.
6-5 in the league?
Let's see.
Yeah, they're 6-5.
Right. They are 6-5 in the league. Yep. Not a very good Big East this year.
It was packed.
It was packed. Really good job coaching by McDermott. Have that team at 6-5 in the league. After when I saw him play here, I was like, I don't know how they can get to that record.
I would say right now the Big East is looking like maybe a 3-bid league this year. Yeah. UConn for sure, St. John's for sure, and Villanova likely in right now. Seton Hall is a chance, but I think Creighton's out. Mm-hmm. And then nobody else even in consideration. Xavier's bad, Georgetown's bad, Butler's bad, DePaul bad, Marquette, Providence. But it is a bad year for the Big East.
And thank yourself now. Thank yourself that you don't have the situation that's going on like this going on at CHI. The traffic is, I mean, you're going into inner city New York to try to get to the game. That's how hard it is. The traffic is horrific. There's so much construction going on. It's from every angle. You can't get anywhere down there. But give the fans a credit. Guess what? They all showed up down there. They came to the pink out, and it was that part was cool. Thank you to the Sullivans. Thank you.
How was the Italian meal?
Was that really good?
What was it called?
I had linguine, is that right?
Linguine
and some clams.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Clams.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Laura had the lobster ravioli.
That sounds really good
too. Yeah, it was
pretty nice.
Very high end. And then the Sullivans paid for everything.
Wow.
Yeah, they paid for our meals. They paid for our seats.
God.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
And you wore pink.
Yeah, I wore pink, yes.
Good for you.
Just nice to be part of with Hall of Famers. It's really nice.
It sounds really fun. Yeah.
When we come back, Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break of the Ticket.